Well, it's a privilege to be able to share the Word of God anywhere. But He's allowed me to share in several ministries here at this church in the last 40 plus years. And I'm thankful. Appreciate Pastor Herdman allowing me this time to spend here tonight. I'm in five different nursing homes through the month, and I'm usually in there by myself now, and this is some things I share along. I share this prayer card with the ones that's in there because I encourage them, if they're saved, to pray for my granddaughter Summer. See, I mean, if a person's saved, they need to be praying. See, I mean, not just 5 minutes a day either. We need to be praying, talking to God. And He knows it all anyway, but He wants us to talk to Him. Share these things, share needs and stuff. People got problems. Everybody's got some kind of problems. See, and I've got a lot of problems. See, now I was looking on these men up here and the ones in the mission field there, you know what they had that I used to have? I used to have a long brown hair. Huh? It's been a few days ago when I tell people that, but I mean, I request that, you know, that the ones in the nursing homes pray for Summer. Here's some other things I encourage in the nursing homes. I encourage the ones that are not prepared for death to get ready. Get ready. Yeah, it's coming. Every one of us, it's coming. Death is, unless Jesus comes back and takes us out as his bride. I mean, death's coming. See, we've seen several from church, and two that I graduated with back in 1973 passed away just in the last month. 169, 170. See, I mean, that's two that I graduated with. See, and through the past years, they've been several that have went out, you know, not making the age that I have. Somebody's getting dry up here already. But I'm glad to be here. I've got a lot of things I want to share tonight. I believe I first saw this poem through the eyes of a bus worker when Brother Leroy's son, Leroy Jr., passed away. And I don't remember what year or nothing like that. But I'd like to share this with you. The reason I share things like this is there is a need here at Buffalo Ridge now, and all kinds of people sitting here, and there's some that needs to be doing things like this. See, Leroy needs help. See, he's been serving on them buses 40-some years. Is that right, Leroy? 40-some years, see? And you know what I got to do for several years for Leroy? I got to drive for him. I was blessed. When me and Leroy was on that bus, even if it's just me and him, was never a dull moment, was he, Leroy? But I enjoyed it. Don't know how many times I quit, but I enjoyed it, see? But anyway, but this is through the eyes of a bus worker. Some see a fight, a push, or a shove. I see a desperate cry for love. Some see a brat, he acts so bad. I see a boy who's never met his dad. Some see the mess and the trouble they give. I see the poverty in the place where they live. Some see a teenager who won't dress right. I see a girl who has to protect herself at night. Some see a smart mouth, disrespectful and loud. I see a kid made fun of by a crowd. Some see a woman who comes just to use. I see a lady by a drunken husband abused. Some see a drug addict withered and worn. I see a soul the Lord wants reborn. Some see the dirt, the filth, and the rot. I see a kid who without Jesus doesn't have a shot. Some see a crook who won't trust, you don't trust much. I see a man who needs the Lord's touch. Some see a bunch of heathen who holler and yell. I see kids with parents in jail. Some see a teenager who gives a lot of flack. I see a boy whose whole family is on crack. Broken homes, broken lives, those without hope. They need compassion and God's grace to cope. To every little girl who lies awake hungry at night, Lord, help me to keep in the fight. For every scared boy who sees his mommy get hit, Lord, help me to be faithful and never to quit. For every mama who needs a new start, Lord, help me to show her how to ask you into her heart. For every man on whom sin has its hold, Lord, help me to make sure the old story is told. The Lord to me his mercy has shown. Lord, help me to reach out so others may make heaven their home. May others judge gently when these folks they see. If not for God's grace, that's where all of us would be. Well, I wasn't raised in a Christian home now, and I'm not saying my parents weren't Christians, but I was taking the church some, things like that. But in 1972, as a 17-year-old boy, there was a change in my life. See, and I'm gonna share a lesson tonight. If you want to turn your Bibles to Luke, over Luke chapter 16, starting at verse 19. But I'm gonna share a lesson on hell tonight, and I've shared this lesson the last five times I've spoke because I think there's a need. See, there's a need. And people that's not ready, I mean, I just try to encourage them to get ready. That's receiving Jesus. That's being born again. That's receiving a gift from God. It says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So what happened to me in 1972? I received a gift from God, and I didn't know all this stuff back then. I've learned a few things in 53 years, see. But I, you know, that's the way we ought to grow. I mean, when we get born, I mean, when I was born as in 1955, just a little feller, then I growed. See, and then when I was born again in 1972, that's when I started growing as a Christian. See, I'm thankful for this. I mean, I've missed very little church in 53 years. I mean, the Lord worked out jobs for me and different things like that, and I've missed very little church, and I'm thankful that he worked out things like that. See, I enjoy going to church. See, this is part of my life. See, and I enjoy sharing the Word of God in them nursing homes or wherever he opens. Wherever he allows me to be able to share. And I'm going to share this with you. And this is some things that, I don't believe the Lord's got a quitting time for us as Christians, a retirement time. In other words, I was able to retire at 60, and I'm thankful the Lord worked all that out too. See? But I mean, I didn't retire from serving God at 60. See, and I don't think he's got a retirement time for us as Christians. Us that's Christians, I don't think he's got a retirement time until he has our place ready over there. That's what I think now. See? I believe he wants us to serve him. He's got us here on this earth that will bring glory and honor to him. That's what we're here for, that he might get glory and honor from this life right here. See, and that's what I want. Here tonight at Buffalo Ridge, I want him, Jesus, to get glory and honor. See, that's what I want. saying, hey, I've got some other things I want to. And I want people that's sitting out there tonight that you're looking for some way to serve God. See, some way to serve God. There's all kinds of opportunities in this place. When we come here 40-some years ago, preacher asked me about teaching a Sunday school class. See, and I taught one for years and worked on buses for years and even sung for years and helped in other ministries here for years and now in the nursing home ministry and things like that. See, I mean, he's given me all kinds of positions. And I thank him, you know. I enjoy serving God. I enjoy that. See, I mean, some people say, man, I can't go in a nursing home. See, but I mean, it's part of my life. Part of my life. I get to work with the third, fourth, and fifth graders just a few minutes on Sunday morning on the music side. You know what? Hey, I enjoy it. That's one of the highlights of my week. That's one of the highlights. And going into these nursing homes, and here's the situation I was in last Friday. You might say, under the weather stuff, and if I've got some kind of bug or something, I don't want to go in a nursing home and spread nothing to nobody because they got enough problems as it is. See, but I didn't have nobody to take my position that day. And I've asked, I've prayed about it, and I have them in the nursing home to pray about that situation. I tell them, I say, I don't have nobody to come in here and share the word with you right now. And I want you to pray about that. See, I mean, they ought to be somebody out there that, you know, says, hey, Mr. Tim, I can go with you 35 or 45 minutes one time a month. And I'm able to teach or something like that or go in and share with people. See, I mean, you don't have to be no high qualified preacher or something to go in there and share the word. See, I mean, if they had wanted me to be qualified some special way, I wouldn't be able to go. See, I mean, I'm not no highly educated person. See, but I want to share with what I know. See, what I know, share. I mean, we should use what we have, what am I saying, Nathan? What ability he gives us, we ought to share and use it for him. I mean, that's the way I believe it ought to be, see? But we're going to share a little bit on this warning from hell now. And I'm thankful that in 1972, the Lord saved me and I don't have to go to this awful place. See, but I want to warn others, hell's not prepared for us. It's prepared for the devil and his angels. But those that reject a gift from God that knows right from wrong will pay for their sins, their self in hell, if they don't receive that gift from God. See? We're going to share some of these verses, though, what we can here. It says, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple. And this is Luke chapter 16, verse 19. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and in fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at the gate full of sores. So here already in these two verses we've read, we've got a rich man and we got one on the opposite side, a beggar. I meant that's in this lesson. And here's what the situation with the beggar now. And in verse 21, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table, moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. This beggar, you know, was just trying to get by. He was going there to the rich man's table or area there and just wanting to get a little bit of food. Just some crumbs to keep him going. See, and I can't imagine that. I can't imagine that. See, Now, I've told people I was hungry before, but I ain't never really been hungry to speak of. See? But this beggar, this willow wanted some crumbs, okay? Verse 22, and it says, and it came to pass that the beggar died. And, you know, one of these days it'll be come to pass that Tim died. See, just like some that's went out of this church here just in the last months. See, in the last 40 years, I don't know exactly how many that I've knew that is gone. Some of them I've served in Sunday school with there through the years. See, first come here back years ago, Brother Curley and some of them. See, and Ira and Pat Hay and served with them and different ones up there. See, in the fourth grade. See, but they're gone. Gone. See, but it says, and it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. We're talking about a place of rest, peace, things like that, where he was taken. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And here's what that rich man done. Verse 24, and he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. When do we need mercy? Well, we need it here, don't we? See, need it here. See, and I'm glad that the Lord has had mercy and grace on me and compassion and all kinds of things through the years. See, I'm thankful he did and has and does. See, but here's what he wanted to do. He wanted Abraham to send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. See, and I guess the worst thing that we could see on this earth, there's no way that we can imagine what hell's going to be like. See, I've said different times, if we've seen 1 second glance of hell, it'd change us. It'd change us, even as Christians, it'd change us. And we'd be out there begging and praying and trying to get lost people to escape that place, to receive that gift from God. See, I mean, that's what we'd be doing if we seen 1 second glance of hell. He wanted a drip of water. He thought it would cool his tongue. He says, for I am tormented in this flame. See, and I've had just small burns maybe or something, you know, from just different things. But I can't imagine being in a flame. See, in torments. Just wanting just a drop of water to cool my tongue. See, here's what Abraham's got to answer there. Verse 25, but Abraham said, son, remember. See, what are we saying already about that rich man? Well, he died, he was buried, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and he wanted a drop of water on his tongue to cool his tongue, and now he's remembering. See, Abraham said, remember, okay? But Abraham said, son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. I'm talking about in hell. I'm talking about people that reject Jesus as their personal Savior. I'm talking about a place forever. See? So we've got Lazarus comforted. We got the rich man tormented. Tormented. Now that rich man, he didn't go to hell because he was rich. See, people go to hell because other things are more important than preparing for that time at the end of life. In other words, things, money, whatever it is more important than being in church, than receiving Jesus, than being a friend, and things like that. See, other things are more than important. See? And here's what another, and it said, and beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Here's what he said. This is the rich man. I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. We've got a rich man in hell, a man that could, before he got to hell, in life, he could have anything that money would buy. Anything, see, that money would buy. See, but money's not doing him no good in hell. No water in hell. No comfort in hell. No friend in hell. They're in torments forever. Okay. Then he said, I pray thee. So this rich man, he's praying now. But what good is prayer in hell? See? We should pray today. See, pray today. See, whatever the situation, we need to pray. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. See, what does he say? Did he say part of it? No, he said all. All. I mean, he's concerned about everything in our life. I mean, he's concerned about everything. And we might think some of them's little and things like that, and maybe don't want to bother Jesus about it, but he wants us to come to him. He wants us to pray. He wants us to cast our care upon him. See? Here's some other things. So it says, then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. Now listen to this request from a rich man in hell, in torment, no water, in that flame. See, in that flame, he's in that flame. See, here's what he wanted done. He says, send him to my father's house, wanting to send Lazarus to his father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. See, now, I joked about things going to this place before I was saved. See, but when the Lord started dealing with me, that Holy Spirit, and I realized, hey, that is no joking place. And I realized I needed a Savior. See, and I got saved one Sunday morning on the other side of Johnson City. I became a new creature in Christ. Old things passed away, and behold, all things become new. And I've not always felt saved. I've not always looked saved and things like that. But you know what? I'm still saved. See, I'm still saved, saved by grace. Still saved. I mean, he's the one that saves and he's the one that does the keeping. Things like that. I'm glad he is. See, if I had to keep myself saved, I'd have been in bad shape years ago. Bad shape, see. But it ain't up to me to keep Tim saved. See, he is a gift I received from Jesus, a gift. But he said, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they come into this place of torment. Here's what Abraham told him, okay? Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. Here's how I bring that part across. They've got Tim Tipton. They've got all these other Christians out here. Let them hear them. Let them listen to them. Let them obey the word of God. See? I mean, that's what he wants us to do. To obey his word. But Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. So that's what I mean. That's why I bring it across to us today. Let them hear them teachers at Buffalo Ridge, them preachers, them other witnesses. See, let them hear them. See, and here's what he says, that rich man, okay? And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. So now listen what he's got to say about that. And he said unto him, if they hear not those that are speaking the truth today, if they hear not those that are speaking the truth today, that's the way I bring this across, okay? Neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. Amen. That's what Abraham told him. See? If they don't hear the ones it's speaking to them today. And the word goes out, radio, TV, anywhere you turn almost, you can hear the word of God. See? People can hear the word of God. See? And it's whether they say, yes, I'm a sinner, I need you, Jesus. Or whether they say no. We got a choice. I had a choice in 1972. The best choice I made in my life of 70 years was when I said, I'm a sinner. I need you, Jesus. I need you. You knew what? He heard me. He heard me. He saved me that Sunday morning. See, he saved me. See, and I ain't never been the same. I know that's not good language, I guess, but I had never been the same. See, since he saved me. And I still got a lot to learn. And I share that verse, he's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and stars, the sun, the earth, and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be. He's still working on me. You know how long he's going to work on me? Till he's got my place ready. And I don't know when that'll be. If it's right now, he'd be fine with me. But you know what? He left me. I was chastised 25 years ago, March the 10th. I was chastised like Jonah. See? But you know what he did? He brought me through that situation on a motorcycle, hit a deer. There's a lot of people that don't make through a situation like that. But I hit a deer that night, and I went down, and I got skint good. Somebody didn't know what that word was. I got scarred up. I've still got scars from 25 years ago. But the Lord had to open the door for me to go through to serve him up there in the prison. Up there in the prison, didn't he, Daddy? See, different ones was going up there at that time, going in there sharing the word of God. sharing the Word of God. And he'd open the door for me to do that. And I'd put it off. I'd put it off. But you know what? He got my attention. He got my attention that night. And I was like Jonah. I got in gear. Was able to serve in that ministry. I think it's 13 years. See, but I got in gear. And he's opened other doors and shut other doors. And I mean, he's got something for us to do. See, when I signed up for the military back in 1975, I signed up to serve. To serve. When I got born again in 1972, that's when I got set up to serve him. To serve him. Saying he's been good. He's a wonderful Savior. If you're here tonight and you've not prepared for death when it does come, you need to do that tonight. Because what if tomorrow don't get here? See, what if tomorrow don't get here? See, you need to get things right tonight. If you're saved and you're not doing what you should be doing, you need to get things fixed up there. Say, here I am. Here I am. I'm here. You saved me. I'm here and open the door that you want me to serve you through or whatever the situation might be. See? But whatever the situation is, hey, we're running out of time. We're running out of time. See, Bible talks about our life being like a vapor, appears for a little time, and then vanisheth away. If we know to do good and don't do it, what is it? It's sin. See, it's sin. If we know to do good and don't do it, and I knew at that time that the Lord had that door open for me, and I had put it off. See, I had put it off. But he got my attention. He got my attention, and I'm glad he did. See, but he's a wonderful Savior. See, but if you're here tonight, I'd like for you to bow your eyes. Bow your heads, close your eyes just a minute. But if you're here tonight and you say, Mr. Tim, I'm not saved, and I'd like for you to pray for me, and I mean, that's something I can do. I'd like to do that, though. You say, Mr. Tim, I'm not saved. I'm going to lift my hand, and I want you to pray for me. I don't know Jesus as my personal Savior. I'm not prepared to leave this life. If you're here tonight like that, I'd like to see your hand. I'd like to pray for you. That the Holy Spirit will work in your heart and life, that you will be saved before it's everlasting too late. You say, Mr. Tim, I need to get busy for God. I need to get busy serving. I need to be doing right. You say, Mr. Tim, I'm in that boat. Hey, if you want to come up here and pray, you come on up here and pray. See? But we ought to have lists in this church, people on list signed up to serve God. It shouldn't be the pastor asking for people to come and serve. They ought to be lists in this church, as big as this church is, that people would be on a list saying, hey, I want to do something. I want to do something to serve God with my life. I want it to count for right, to count for Jesus. I want him to get glory and honor. If you're here tonight in that situation, hey, talk to somebody. Talk to somebody in the next days here at church. I mean, if you want to come to talk to me sometime about some kind of work here, something you can do, you talk to me. I'll be glad to talk to you. But you pray for me. I'm going to turn it over to Brother Nathan, but I appreciate you being here tonight.
Brother Tim. I so appreciate that. Folks, we need to serve the Lord. Let's stand to our feet. We've got our hymn of invitation. There's a fountain filled with blood. But if God's speaking to your heart, don't leave tonight without doing business with Him. If God's speaking to your heart, you come. Make that right with the Lord. Maybe where you're standing tonight, God's spoken to you. He spoke to my heart. We've got to serve the Lord. Our time is very short. I almost checked out of here at 42 years old, and I'm 46 this year by the grace of God, and I'm thankful for every day that I've got. But God doesn't guarantee me another day. He doesn't guarantee you another day. We've all got this day to serve the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. What is God calling you to do? If you need to be saved, we want to help you tonight. If you need to make things right with the Lord, if you just need to say, God, I don't know what you want me to do, but here I am, I'll do it. You make that right with the Lord as we sing tonight, as you stand and pray. Let's sing that last as our closing hymn tonight. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from your heart tonight. Thank you for coming out this evening, ministering together, praying together. Encourage someone before you leave. Thank you for being here. You're dismissed. Mm-hmm.